Hi, I guess we got cut off there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm sorry about that, man.
That's all right.
Yeah, back where we just were, I see here that Carlene got you all qualified as well. She took some great notes for me. Now, do you like to be called Tim?
That's fine. Yeah, Tim's fine.
Okay, great, Tim. Yeah, let me just clarify a few things with you to make sure we're selecting the absolute best fitting package for you. Now, I see here that you're working with about a 40-mile radius, providing both just residential jobs. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. And you already have a website up as well as Yelp, and I understand that you're mainly just going off of Yelp and
Yes.
like word of mouth for marketing right now. And I understand you're looking for like some more higher paying jobs and looking on how to tap into that market.
Yeah, not necessarily higher paying jobs, but just ones that that are interesting.
Okay.
I'm
What
not really in for
specifically?
the money. I just like doing it. So
Okay.
yes, I'm just looking at your at the Google. So basically, when I go into to Google search and I say architects near me or something, that's what comes up. It comes up, I guess, the businesses it says. Is that what we're talking about? Those listings that are under businesses. So it's right underneath it. Yeah, we have sponsored ones, and then it comes down to businesses, which I guess it has a map.
Yeah,
And
that's exactly where we're talking about. So putting you on that chart that's under businesses, that's next to that map, generally there's 3 to 6 slots on there and we want to make you one of the top three. On top of that, we help you out with Yelp, Bing, Safari, as well as Yelp already. And then also we'll, of course, the Google side of things and then Facebook as well.
How do you help with Yelp? How does that work?
So their listings are a lot like Google's in the sense that how you get your positioning and how you end up at the top of those has to do a lot with keywords integration. It has to do with reviews, a few other back-end technical pieces that a little bit complicated to go into depth with, but essentially it's just putting you into the right places and
Well,
not
mostly it has to do with
oversaturating
how much.
you.
Yeah, I mean, mostly it has to do with how much money I give them. What I
Not
get with it.
necessarily. It's more so, especially with this market and this field, it's about who you work with. And with us, we just have partnerships that we utilize, like with Google, with Yelp, Microsoft, as well as Apple and Meta, that we have partnerships with all of them. So with that comes resources and actual contacts within those companies that make our jobs a lot easier just than the general public or even other companies that do this. As well as just our expertise dates back about 2 decades now. And we have over 10,000 clients. So with that comes experience of knowing what doors not to go through and what paths to utilize.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, actually, I don't know if I can really afford it. I can barely afford it. The way I work with Yelp, which, works pretty well, is I pay only like $5 a day. That's my budget. And I try to get anything out of that. But then when I run out of work, then I raise it up to $30 a day for like a week or two, and a bunch of work comes in, then I can pause it again. I can't pause. If I pause it completely, I don't show up at all. But if I lower it down to $5 a day budget, then I get, a few once in a while. So I, you know.
So you're spending about what, like $350 a month or so?
Between 150 and 500 a month. I mean, but
Okay.
actually, I would say closer to 150 because I only raise it up probably every 3 or 4 months. I raise it up for a couple of weeks, so I haven't really kept track of it. So for 1 month, I'll have a big bill of maybe $500, but the rest of the time, it's like 150.
Okay, so I can actually work with that, man. I think I got a package just for you if you're wanting to stay in that pocket. And we do currently have two promos that I have going. So you've been around for 50 years, which is magnificent. That is no easy feat at all. And we actually love to represent clients like that because we know it's just up to you getting the eyes you deserve. You're going to do the good work. And so I'm able to apply something called our legacy rate, which is just a discount for any business that's been around longer than 10 years. And then also on top of that, we have this Veterans Day special that just started up. And I'm able to apply both of those coinciding for something we call our pro package, which in that it's going to help you out with, of course, your Yelp and really get you that positioning on Yelp that you've been looking for. On top of that, it's going to help you out with your Google and put you into that business profile and those top businesses next to the map. It'll help you out with Bing, which is Microsoft's search engine. A lot of people use those for service-based industry searches. You generally go to that like a Yelp. On top of that, we also put you on Safari, which is the browser that comes with all Apple devices. It's like that little compass, and they do have their own search engine that you can utilize to put keywords in, and we're going to make sure you're the top results on that one as well. And with all that being said, when I applied both of those promos, it takes off about 50% of our normal cost for this package. So you're looking at a month-to-month cost of only $199 a month.
Okay, I could do that.
Yeah, and like it's no contract associated. It's just month-to-month payments, and there's like no additional or hidden fees at any point. Everything's just a flat fixed rate.
I see. And so, and does you do it by subscription, or you do it for a certain length of time, or can I pause it, or?
Yeah. So it's just month-to-month payments. So at any point, you can pause it and come back to us, and if you so chose to. But I really feel like since you're already looping in your Yelp side of things, and you can really just quit all that out once you get on board with us. You don't have to pay Yelp anymore because we're essentially doing that work for you. You don't need to double up on it. And essentially once you get in this position, especially once you get that first page placement, it's just a night and day difference in the quality and just quantity of work that you're going to be seeing, because you can really just nitpick between what you want to do because these people are contacting you directly.
I see. So the first page placement doesn't have to do with how much money you spend, huh? I mean, it has to do with other things.
Yeah. For the most part, it has to actually do with the actual business that you are running with. Because a lot of these people are going to promise you the moon and stars and just really just going for a cash grab. And that's why a lot of these people charge so much for their services, because they know they're not going to keep you long. As for us, we know our quality of work speaks for ourselves, and we know the real money is in longevity. And that's exactly what we like to provide.
I see. Okay. So, I'm interested in this. I still don't quite understand how it works, how you interface with Yelp. Certainly if I could do it for $200 a month and, if we cut down my Yelp fees, if I wouldn't have to spend so much on Yelp, I could, you know, that would justify it, justify the extra expense. So, man,
right.
I don't quite understand how somebody, does it mean I'm more likely to show up more on Yelp because I'm listed in you? Is that what you're saying? If I'm listed on yours and your business is here, does that make it show up on Yelp more? Or
it's a double acting of it's a double acting effect, Tim. So not only we actually program you into Yelp, because they do still abide by keywords and certain programming in the back end that helps you get your positioning up just within their platform by itself, but also when you get listed on these other three directories, which are the top ones that generally Yelp is listed inside of. Like if you look up any architects in my area on Google, a Yelp link will come up. If you look it up on Bing, a Yelp link will come up, and the same with Safari. All those will support a Yelp. So you are getting more hits because you're on those. And then on top of that, we're doubling up by helping you out on Yelp specifically in that platform. So it's just like it's a double wave of it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So like how this works out, Tim, is I just get that first $199 today, nothing else. I'm going to get some information from you just because I set up something called a client interview with you, and that's scheduled at your best convenience whenever you're available. And it's just a 20-minute to 40-minute long conversation with one of our programming specialists. Now, they really deep dive into getting to know all the services that you offer, as well as a just well-rounded idea of all the details that I don't get from you. So we know how to provide the success you're looking for and really just the clients you're looking for at the end of the day. So with that being said, Tim, what are your hours of operation looking like?
Oh, like 10 to 6.
Nice. Just Monday through Friday?
Well, weekends too. I work every day.
Okay, 7 days a week. Perfect. And are you licensed and insured?
No. No license. Never had one in 50 years. So. But I
no need for it.
I have licensed engineers that I work with when that's needed, which is, you know, quite often. But there's a couple of engineers that I have sort of a partnership with.
Okay. That makes sense then. That makes a lot of sense, especially being an architect. Perfect. You can definitely accommodate that. And it's all architect residential, right? No commercial?
No commercial.
Perfect. And you said you like interesting jobs within that. I mean, I know it's a lot of houses, but are there any specific designs that you really like to specialize in or anything of that nature?
No, not really. I like a variety. It's, you know, I mean, I can pretty much do anything. I'll work in any style. I guess I'm most well known for my sort of craftsman style houses, but I don't like to rule out anything else, because I like diversity.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't care about, I really don't care about the high end jobs. I don't really do those so much. I mostly work for people who can't really afford an architectural firm. You know, I'm cheaper. I like to work with people who can't quite afford high end stuff, you know.
That's pretty cool.
And you know, I'm doing a lot of ADUs now. And I, you know, with those, like when I talk to the people, they say, I mean, I don't know how you put this in a, you know, I don't know how I say this, but basically if people call me and they say, well, I want to have 3 bedrooms and a 900 square foot ADU, and I want to, you know, with these little tiny bedrooms and stuff, and I go, no, you know, I don't want to do that. I want something that's quality, you know, something
right.
That people like to live in. I don't really like working for speculators, people who are just doing it for the money. I like homeowners. I like to work for homeowners, I think.
Oh, we can kind of there's ways to target that, actually.
Yeah.
So we can definitely do that.
Yeah, and I like remodels. Remodels are fun.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, second story additions, understory additions, ADUs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, that helps me out perfectly, because knowing you have a little specificity, I mean, that client interviewer is going to deep dive into that a little bit more, but knowing exactly what you're kind of looking for and where you're comfortable with, even though you're open to everything, that helps us give a little bit of emphasis into some jobs that we can find you.
Yeah.
And with that, do you have any target cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in?
Well, I don't like to go any farther south than Oakland, you know, and any farther west than no farther east than like, you know, Concord. I'll go that far. I like Marin County. Marin County's fine. I'll go as far north as like, you know, Sonoma. I could go to Mendocino if it's a good lot. I do sort of specialize, but not so much now because I live in the city, but I lived in Humboldt County for 50 years or 40 years working up there.
Okay.
And so I did a lot of, you know, rural, you know, homesteads and, estates,
right.
That kind of thing. You know, I like doing that sort of
nice.
Stuff. I like working on raw land. Those are good projects. So
yeah, they got a bunch of that up there.
Yeah,
really pretty country.
Yeah, I mean, mostly up there. I was in Humboldt County. I was designing palaces for rich hippies up there. And that was that was most of my business. But down here, I'm mostly doing remodels and converting garages. But you know, it's okay. They're interesting.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. That's pretty cool, man. Awesome. Yeah, that gives me a great idea of where you're looking at, like surface radius wise. Awesome. And Tim, I have your first name. What's your last name?
Oh, Clark, C-L-A-R-K.
Perfect. And what's a good email for you, Tim?
Well, you have my business name that should be listed.
Yeah, homeandtemple.com.
Oh, yeah, Home and Temple Design is the name of the business.
Right.
Yeah, Home and Temple Design. And, yeah, so my email address is homeandtemple, H-O-M-E-A-N-D-T-E-M-P-L-E, @gmail.com.
Perfect. And, Tim, what is a good billing address for you?
3349 Yosemite Avenue, El Cerrito, 94530.
Is that spelled Yosemite like the national park?
Yeah, Yosemite, Y-O-S-E-M-I-T-E, Yosemite, like Yosemite.
Yeah, Yosemite Avenue?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, that's Simi Valley?
El Cerrito.
El Cerrito, okay, perfect. And give me one moment, I'm going to go ahead and apply these promos for us. All right. That's all applied. And what kind of card are we going to be using today, Tim?
We'll put it on a Visa. Hold on a second. I'll get it.
Sure.
But I'm just looking here. I just typed in architects near El Cerrito, residential design near El Cerrito, and I don't even show up on their map in Yelp. I don't understand, you know, what do I have to do? I mean... So weird.
Yeah.
When you take a thing really specific, they could you'd be able to find it there. I'm not.
Yeah, we'll make sure that they don't even have to do that. That you'll pop up on there just like with architects in my area or Open Floor Designs or something like that. That's like just relative that you could pop up for.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my card number.
All right.
410-0-4004. 2556-6562.
And the expiration date, please?
12/28.
And the security code?
922.
All right. And Tim, we'll never give out your personal information, but just because of the amount of traffic we're going to have coming your way, and sadly because of today's climate on the internet and people scamming so much, we set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, we would make sure to essentially verify it's us by this question. You would ask us this and we'd immediately answer it. We have three options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
Well, we'll do my mother's maiden name. I can always remember that.
And what's the answer for that one?
Wynne, W-Y-N-N-E. Now, I have another question here, too.
Sure.
You know, I used to advertise through Houzz, you know, H-O-U-Z-Z. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but, you know, it's a sort of high-end, and a lot of architects are on there. And one of the problems I had, I got a lot of people, I don't know what the scam was, but people would, you know, they'd say they wanted to talk to me about, you know, they wanted to consult with me. And then I would write back to them and they would never answer. And I thought, well, you know, maybe they're just not interested anymore. But then I started checking around and there were, you know, these addresses that were coming up. They didn't even exist, or the people, sometimes I would get hold of the people at that address and they'd say, well, that wasn't us. Somebody else was asking you. I don't know what they were trying to get from me.
Yeah.
It wasted a lot of time, you know. I mean, it was, you know.
So yeah, there's so many scams that have been produced in the last 2.5 years. It's really blown up so much because of AI. These people can essentially program these computers to do their dirty work for them. So they just get, like, they just have to deal with, like, the financials of it and everything. And if you, like, actually look into this, it's a really interesting topic if you're into stuff like this. But, actually, the internet scam, whole entire, like, net worth on the world and the gross amount of money that's being made off of it has actually surpassed the worldwide drug trade in the last year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely rampant now, and it's just going to continue like that. So, yeah, you can never be too safe about things like this, and that's why we set up that question.
Yeah.
And I just have to do one thing before we process this payment. It's just our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to, like, outline the service agreement. Also, it's just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, Tim. If you are confused about anything I say, please feel free to stop me. I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and start that if that's okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Home and Temple Design.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Timothy Clark, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could go ahead and open up your contacts in your phone, I'm going to give you our phone number. It should be the only one you contact us from, as well as where we contact you from. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash. And I'll give you that phone number whenever you're ready.
Okay, just a second. Local. Sorry. Okay. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. When you're ready for it, I can give that to you.
Yeah, phone number.
All right, so that's going to be 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Again, that's 877-635-6225. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean? Sorry.
Essentially, if you hire on anyone to do marketing for you, you just let us know about it so we know how to accommodate them as well as you.
Okay.
Perfect. And then, So for your payment in the initial term, an account setup will be charged today's date, November 8th, 2024, in the amount of $199. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the eighth day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue this agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay. And let's see. And so is there, do you guys have a website? Is there any place I can look at, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, go ahead and just look us up, Local Splash. You can just see us on Google. And then you could also just look up localsplash.com. But I'd love for you to see us on Google because we have like over 1,000 reviews on there. And a lot of them, a strong majority of them are all good, great reviews. Some of them are actually some of my own clients that I love to kind of brag on because it's really been game changers for them.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah, so we'll give it a try. You know, I'll see.
All right,
how long before I can see something up there? Before I'll be up there, are you gonna? I guess you wanna set me up with the person that's gonna do a deeper.
What you can look at is for you to actually be at the very top of the first page, not just on the first page, because this will you'll probably be on those first pages of those directories before this. But right about the 45-day mark is when you become one of the top results, when you're next to that map in the top three, when you are one of the top five on Yelp and on that map of the people. But pretty much before that, you'll start seeing yourself, like within the first like 3 weeks or so, in the first month, seeing yourself on that first page, and then you'll slowly progress up through the next like 15 days or so to the point where you'll see yourself consistently at the top results for any variation of architect work that you offer.
Okay. Okay. One other question. So after this, after this initial introductory offer, you guys are going to start asking for more money, and how much more is it going to be? How much is it going to go up to?
Oh, no, that's not going to happen at any point, Tim. You will maintain this actual package for as long as you want it at the same price. No matter if you're with us for a couple months or a couple years, you'll maintain that $199 a month. We do have higher packages that you could always upgrade to if you find yourself wanting to, but we're never going to pressure you or make you go into those.
Okay. Well, if I can even get, one or two clients a month from you guys, it'll pay off for me.
And I think we could definitely achieve that. I mean, with this, it's just a recipe for success that we have really honed down to perfect. But I did process that payment, Tim, and I do want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash team. I really do think this is going to be a great relationship that will last for years to come. And I really just can't wait to see it thrive because you have one of the cooler professions of architecture, and it's just cool to see people really make themselves take that next step on the internet with things like this. Now there's just two things that we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. I mean, either way is a great way to access this, but it's just going to be our terms and conditions that I need you to sign for me real quick, and then we can go ahead and schedule that client interview for you.
Okay, let's see. Here. Okay. Let's see if I can do that here. Okay. I agree to the phone number. Authorized holder, sign in credit card. I should be accurate. I can't read all that stuff for now. Okay, so what else do I need to do here? Type your name. Go up. Bottom line,
things and disappearing at the bottom of the screen. I live by name. There's an orange box that I can't read and a gray box. I don't know what those are. I suppose I'm supposed to click on one of those. Do you happen to know? I'm on a text message. Well, I can look on this.
Yeah, it should say something along the lines of click here.
The orange one or the gray one? Can you tell?
It should be...
Okay, well, let me look at my email here. Might be easier. Okay, so let me be under there. Focus splash.
Yeah, it should be something to accept subscription terms.
Oh, I see. We've got three emails here. Okay. Well, I have one, two... I can log into my account, but I don't see any place. I don't see this one. Let's see. Local splash. Access my dashboard. Let's click here. Okay. There we go. That's the same. Same one here. Okay. Do. So I need a username and a password. Okay, invalid username or password. So,
That might not be necessary yet because they set that up after. Let me check real quick. Yeah, you already signed it. So let's go ahead and get this client interview scheduled. So we have lunch for the next hour, but then we're back. Actually, we're blocked out of that. So today we have a 2:00 opening. We have a 3:00 opening and a 4:00 opening for that client interview. Any of those words.
Yeah,
or actually, no, just at 2:00?
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. And this phone number that I have for you, Tim, 510-423-1674 is a good one?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
So, what's your URL for your website?
Just localsplash.com.
LOCALS. Oh, I forgot the L in there. There we go. All right. Okay. So I'll look over this and before 2:00, so if I have any questions.
Perfect. And I went ahead and scheduled that for 2:00. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the client specialist. I'll be conducting the interview and get you all acquainted. But otherwise, Tim, we're all good to go. There's nothing else we need to do currently. I'll call you promptly at 2:00 and we'll get everything rolling from there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Again, welcome to Local Splash, and have a good one. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, bye now.
Thank you. Bye.